welcome to another episode of Awards Daily's Water Cooler Podcast. I'm Shadon Larkey, and today I'm thrilled to share my interview with Mass star Jason Isaacs. As Isaacs describes, Mass is a little film that occupies a gigantic emotional landscape. From writer and first-time director Fran Kranz, Mass picks up 6 years after a tragic incident when Jason Isaacs and Martha Plimpton, the parents of the victim, meet in a church basement with Reed Briney and Ann Dowd, the parents of the boy who committed the crime against their son. With the camera close and the tension building, the quartet peel back the layers of pent-up emotion with blistering honesty. Isaacs portrays his character's grief with a quiet stoicism that slowly unravels as pleasantries give way to new truths, with much of the emotion playing across Isaac's face and in his eyes. A phenomenal performance from one of our finest character actors. In our interview, Isaacs discusses Mass's ever-relevant themes of connection and empathy, and crafting his character with the help of his director and close bond with his co-stars. Be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow Awards Daily on social media. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this interview with Jason Isaacs.
How are you?
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. I'm slightly sick of talking about myself because I'm vain enough to like it, but I feel like I need to spend at least 3 days listening to other people's stories now.
I know these interviews can be tedious, and so thank you so much for your time.
You know,
I appreciate
it. I think the film is a magnificent piece of work, and I'd love it to be seen. I'm aware. My wife used to make documentaries, and she always says this thing that people have an infinite capacity to find themselves interesting. So I'm aware that when I blather on, people have to pretend to be interested.
No, not at all. And I'm sure you've heard it a lot today, but I love this performance.
You know, it's a brilliant script or story. The characters and their dilemma and the resolutions are so engaging. And, you just don't get the chances very often to tell stories of people who are so, recognizable.
Absolutely.
So in denial, so full of emotion. So he's such a man, Jay. He's there thinking he's going to manage his wife's problems and manage the world's problems. He's turned his, his internal, his pain or his grief, he's turned it into action outside of himself. If he can just change the law, if he can just change how psychiatrists deal with people, if he can just change other people's conceptions, things will be okay, because he just can't really sit with himself and realize what he's feeling. And that's so rare that characters like that are created.
Did you, because I spoke to Fran and he told me that he found a lot of inspiration in the South African Truth and
Reconciliation Committee.
Yes, that is a very hard word. Did you sort of spend any time looking at the parents that have lost children in this way, or did you do anything like research of your own?
I did, but it's exactly as you said, it's as much... For me, first of all, when we go in the room, the incident is 6 years ago. I go in the room because my marriage is ground to a halt, because we've stopped talking to each other, seeing each other, agreeing with each other. We've come there because things are not going well. And it's less to do with what happened 6 years ago and everything to do with what we've been doing with each other, how we live our life. And of course, I go in there thinking it's all my wife's problem. And because she leads a life that's full of blame and hatred. She's channeled a lot of her rage at these people who are going to be in the room. And her therapist, has said that if she just comes in the room and meets them and says two or three things, that there's this kind of structured way for this afternoon to go, she might get some relief and then our life might be better. What I'm refusing to acknowledge or can't see is how much help I need, how I've not really dealt with anything either. Yes, of course, I researched the backstories of people, but, I've always been interested in restorative justice. People go into prisons and meet either the people who did, perpetrated the crime that they suffered from or crimes like the one they suffered from. And I, just like Fran, was always amazed by just the grace with which people approached the South African Truth and Reconciliation Commission, went into the room with people who had done unspeakable things, and destroyed their lives. And came out with some measure of relief, possibly. I just couldn't understand it, and I was just so intrigued by it on a human level. So the specifics of what I had to, what Martha and I had to do was build our life. So, you know, work out what we'd argued about, when we'd stopped sharing a bedroom, what we did about our daughter, how many photographs we did or didn't have up on the wall, what treatments or drugs we should or shouldn't take, and how often I was away working in Washington lobbying, and what the therapist has said to us about what we're allowed to say in the room, you know, what were the trigger words we shouldn't say, and all the arguments we'd had at home that we really mustn't have again in front of these people while we're looking for support from them. All of that history that is only hinted at sometimes in what happens on the screen, that's what we had to do. And that was more important than the specific stories of the people who had lost kids, because everybody had their own reaction to it.
Well, and that was going to be one of my questions for you, because so much of the story is about what is left unsaid. And you've spoken about that process of sort of going through the script with a fine-tooth comb and finding these nuances. Can you take me into those conversations with Martha to whatever degree you're comfortable of sort of finding this marriage and finding these characters?
Sure. Well, I mean, the specifics, not so much. Only because two things I suppose I can say about it. One is that nobody goes into this meeting without a lot of thought and preparation. It's a big deal to ask for it, particularly if you demonize these people in your head. You feel that Martha certainly, I think, sees everything as too personal. Jay thinks there's a scientific, he needs to find explanations for things. So Martha just hates and thinks they're terrible parents. They wants to come there and blame them. But she knows that that's not allowed. They would have agreed to come, you know, if that was what was going to be the case. So this language, the script almost, has been worked out with the therapist. And we're, you know, they're worried that she's going to go off it. And I've been drilling her on it. And so there's a lot of tension between us. So that script, what it specifically was, Martha and I would try and agree about, and we'd argue. And what was completely appropriate is that we were arguing only really partly as Martha and Jason. We were arguing as Jay and Gail, because which of us in a relationship or marriage hasn't said, well, you used to promise this, you said this. The other person going, that's absolutely not what I said at all. Mm. You know, that happens all the time. So we found it difficult to agree, but we knew we had to go through the process of trying to agree on that. And that, the tension between us, Martha and Jason, I think we kept up for the 10 or 11 days of shooting, in between shooting, you know, because we would film all day, and then at night we would all just continue, go into somebody's hotel room and or a restaurant and try and continue to build the world of what's happened outside, not what was going to unfold in the room, but what had happened outside and before and in between, or, you know, to set it up so that what we were going to do the next day made more sense or was more emotionally grounded. And there was always tension between Martha and I. And in the back of our heads, we knew that it was really tension between Jay and Gail, and we kept it there.
That's fascinating. I was going to ask you about, because your character, he's sort of the first to get up from the table, and he moves around a lot as a way to sort of release some of this tension that he's feeling. And so I wanted to ask you about that on camera. Did you find yourself ever like needing to leave the room, or just, you know, did you map out the places? Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a great question. You're the only person to ever ask that. I wanted to leave the room. Everybody wants to leave the room. In fact, everybody wants to leave the table. And I saw it with an audience for the first time in Washington. I've seen it a few times, you know, on a television with various people. But to see it with an audience, you could sense their sense of the walls closing in. You really feel there's a point at which you could hear everyone's breath. No one in the room dares breathe at certain points. And they're desperate to laugh. There's one or two points you wouldn't think, but when you're in a crowd, they laugh because they really need the relief of tension. And some journalists have asked if it was a play or should be a play. And, you know, the camera goes right inside everyone's hearts here and souls. It sees what you're hiding. It sees what people, it sees the forces that are playing on these characters' minds without them realizing it. You know, Jay might say one thing, mean another, but actually on the third level, he can't cope in ways that he doesn't understand. And when he stands up, it's because he just can't take it. He can't take these feelings that he's buried for so long that he thought he'd dealt with because he thinks he's above it. He just can't take how uncomfortable he's getting. And one of the great skills of the writing, the reason that it works on a kind of thriller level, I mean, it's just on a basic story level. I remember reading it and feeling the same thing watching it. You're just dying to know what's going to happen next. How's it going to play out? Because at any point you feel like anybody could leave the room or say something that destroys it all. And that the great joy of Fran's writing is it switches. You know, the rug is pulled out from under you. You know, the thing does not play out how anybody has planned, and what people get from it and how they change or grow doesn't arrive in the ways that that anyone would hope for or expect.
And Jason, I do have to let you go soon, but you know, this is Awards Daily. We cover awards, and obviously this is getting a lot of attention. I mean, how do you feel about that side of things?
I don't know. It's strange. I mean, because I can't. Of course, it's nice. You know, it's more than nice. It's very flattering when people say lovely things. And I don't want to be mock humble because it's kind of slightly nauseating. But it is unavoidably true that this is a fully realized, fantastically round, complex, rich, surprising, emotional, recognizable character. And that's all down to Frank Kranz. You know, I got to play him. I don't think I dropped the ball. If it continues to get lots of awards attention, this film, for any of us or for him, it means people will watch it, which is fantastic. Because it's a little film. It's a little film that occupies a gigantic emotional landscape, but it has a powerful, message is the wrong word because it's a piece of art and people take from it what they want, but it deals with powerful themes. You know, it's about seeing each other across division. And God knows that the world is divided, right? And my country's divided. America's divided. You know, if it wasn't Trump, it's vaccines or whatever it is, you know, it's immigration or abortion or something. And this is a plea for people to see each other as human. And, I don't want to avoid the question. It's lovely and flattering to get attention from me personally, and for any of us personally. But I try and keep it right size in proportion. It's we're all lucky enough to be in a story that has recognizably human characters in a human dilemma. And if that gets celebrated, then I can feel that it's less narcissistic to enjoy it.
Well, Jason, I will be an advocate for this film right alongside you.
Thank you.
Loved it so much. Thank you so much for your time.
That's very kind. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.